Respect your body and mind. The great feats our bodies are capable of are possible because of our superpower of endurance. And you cannot hurry endurance. It develops at its own speed. You have to be respectful of it, or the workout will become impossible. The useless myth of sets and reps is an example of disrespecting endurance. People lift too heavy, too quickly. The body loses the ability to adapt because it is too much. People come to the gym and lift 15 or 20 pound dumbbells on their first day because that is what they can lift 10 times. Now, 10 times is better than zero, so muscles will grow a little bit. But being unable to progress to 15 times, because of how heavy the weight already is, the person will immediately hit a plateau and stay there, merely maintaining what little muscle they have created. Disrespecting endurance basically means disabling it and turning off the key power that helps our bodies to adapt completely destroys the workout. Being respectful of endurance means starting in the beginning with 3 or 5 pound weights, asking, how long can I lift this for to the steady beat of music? And how long do I need to rest to do it again and again and again? Then simply focusing on shortening those rest periods while being respectful of endurance until rest is no longer needed. And after a few weeks, mixing in the higher weight dumbbells until you can lift those for the duration of your entire workout. And you have to slowly increase the workout duration as well. Start with 15 minutes, then go to 25 minutes, 45 minutes, and then 60 and 90. And if you need to burn fat, 120. Obese males may need to do 180 minutes 5 to 7 days a week, but rarely more. If you just focus to lifting to the beat of music, you enter a dance trance. It all feels like 20 minutes. Going faster than endurance allows causes pain, discomfort, boredom, and eventually stops the workout way too short to make a difference. You should also know that pain in the first few weeks is temporary. It absolutely goes away. Once you get past it, a workout does not hurt at all. Initially, your muscles hurt because when you are not working out, they enter a strange, sickly state where they become kind of useless. First few weeks at the gym reawakens them, it reboots them, it reactivates them. You become much healthier for it, and your body starts working as it should. Finally, how should your body work? You need to be able to run marathons throughout your entire life, period. That's how we grew up as humans. That's how we moved from the original shape of a small ape to who we are today, the modern human. You slow down in the 80s, but you are still able to beat the snot out of fat teenagers. You are kind of supposed to function towards the maximum of what your body allows, only slowing down in your 80s. You don't have to be an Olympic level runner, but if you do push yourself there, you will live extra decade or two. We are animals. I'm sorry, but this is a very important truth. If you keep a horse in the stable, it will become deformed and die. A horse needs to exercise. It needs to extend its endurance to live long and healthy. Put a human on a couch, and the human will become deformed as well. And yes, they will die early. Your job wants you in that office chair because the day that kills you, they just hire somebody else. They don't care about your health. They care about your performance. Just because everything that surrounds you wants to drain you of life to turn it into a dollar does not mean that this is the human lifestyle. For your mind, you need to listen to thousands of narrated books written by non-religious, clear thinkers who loved life and lived well. For your body, you need adventure, jogging, hiking, state park camping, section hiking the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide trails. Again, nothing supports this lifestyle, but you have to fight for it. To be clear, you may only work 9 months a year, and that's a lot. Every 3 months, spending a month out in nature, recharging. You have to make this happen. No one else is going to take care of your body and mind. You need distant horizons, fresh air, exercise, and time for new books, for self-education, and thinking about who you are, where you want to be, and where life is taking you. This is your life. It does not belong to some company or culture or religion or nation. This is your life, and you only get one. You have to take care of yourself. Fight for it if you must. A career is a pretty stupid choice to make if it kills you at the age of 50, where you could have lived until your 90s. If being a great employee or having a good career cuts your lifespan in half, it is a pretty stupid choice to make. Just ask your elder self on their final day. You must take care of your mind and body. And your aim should be nothing less but growing all the way up and becoming a great being.